Last Friday, Glenora and Wolf Island ferry workers from OPSU Local 428 held an information picket on both sides of the Glenora ferry for the purposes of seeking an end to service disruptions and cancellations caused by chronic understaffing. The union claims that their workers are vastly underpaid compared to other ship workers on the Great Lakes, as low as one-third as much. This is due to decades-long wage suppression by Ontario's Ministry of Transportation, MTO, and most recently by Bill 124, which is a primary reason for the service's attraction and retention issues, along with rising cost of living. OPSU Local 428 president and captain of the Glenora Ferry, Jody Pringle, had the following to say about these issues, including the MTO's use of an out-of-province temporary agency to service Wolf Island.
Now we're in a position where it's kind of a little too late. That's why we didn't run the two boats at Glenora this summer, was because of the staffing shortage. And at Wolf Island, they've been having staffing issues. They've actually brought in temporary workers that are making more money than our employees to do those positions, rather than to just give us a little bit of a wage increase to try and retain the people that we have had. They brought these guys in. They're paying them $450 a day, plus hotel, plus accommodations, plus travel, and then plus the agency. So our guys make, as an engineer on the Wolf Island, $32 an hour max. So why would they stay at our job for $32 when they could make 2 to 3 times more in the lakes? Or even for this staffing agency, they're even making way more money. We're not asking for the same amount of money as what they do out there, because they're living out there on the boat for weeks at a time. But we're just asking for them to come up a little bit and be more comparable to the industry, so then at least we can recruit and attract and retain people.
Captain Pringle also stressed that ferry service positions come with an exceptionally high degree of personal responsibility and liability due to Transport Canada passenger safety mandates. MTO, in response to the aforementioned, stated that, quote-unquote, there is an industry-wide shortage of seafarers, which has resulted in staffing challenges for ferry services in general. The ministry is reviewing its hiring and staff retention practices to ensure both service continuity and value for Ontario taxpayers. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.